Our next guest is the vice president of the NHL's Department of Player Safety.
Whoa.
Now, that sounds like an interesting title where a guy sits at his desk and tries to think of things that will keep players from getting cut and bruised and banged and beat up. Sort of. But really, he's the sheriff, right?
Absolutely. He'll decide the suspensions.
Yeah. Who gets suspended and for how long? Here's George Parris. Congratulations on the new job.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Thanks for having me on.
So it is a little curious to me, Mr. Parris, and you will understand this, that, you know, with your career in the National Hockey League being what it was.
Sniper.
Well, not quite a sniper. that you would take on or even be asked to take on this role. So is there something that you think uniquely qualifies you to be the, as I like to call him, the sheriff of the National Hockey League, based on the way you played the game, or is it coincidental?
First of all, it's a cheap shot, John, but it's okay.
George, you sat beside me on the desk and elbowed me once, and I haven't recovered. So
don't go spreading rumors now. It's a fair question and something I've obviously fielded before. But certainly I think in this position, you want a former player that's been on the front lines, knows how the game's played. And as you said, I think that I'm uniquely suited for the job because I've played the game as physically as anybody has never once fined or suspended. I felt like I knew where the line was. I had a lot of respect for all the players. You know, obviously, I was trying to impose my will out there and be physical and be a presence, but at the same time, you know, I wasn't trying to take advantage of guys in poor positions and vulnerable positions. So, you know, I think that, you know, having that on my resume and being the type of player I was, I think does kind of uniquely qualify me for the position. So I'm excited for the new role.
So, you know, right off the bat, here's the tough one. You know, I've spent a long time in this chair. You know, I like Coley Campbell. We are friends. We are friendly, and I had many arguments with him over the punishment that he meted out over the years. And this notion of precedent is omnipresent in the job you're about to undertake. So give us a level of comfort that you are not going to be subject to pressures placed upon you by those above you or around you, and that you'll be able to make decisions that are your decisions, and that will have meaning going forward. In other words, the punishment must fit the crime, and the punishment must serve as a deterrent to others in the game. So how do you do that, George?
Well, multiple parts to my response here, I suppose. First and foremost, when I took the job, I was informed by Gary and Bill and that the decisions were going to be mine, and that, you know, I'm the one that has to face up to them in the media. I'm the one that has to explain them. I'm the one that has to believe them. And I look forward to that opportunity. I fully believe in this department that we have. If you're concerned about consistency and precedent, we've got guys in this department. Damian Echevarrieta, who's been with the league for 20 years, and with Colin Campbell when they were cutting VHS tapes, reviewing suspensions and things of the like. He's been there since the beginning, and certainly since the beginning of the Brendan Shanahan era. And we've got Patrick Burke also, who's worked under Shanny, worked under Q, and Stefan Kintel is also going to be hanging on as well this year. He's going to be there to help me transition and obviously knows all the ins and outs of the role and did a fine job himself. I think that, and Q will tell you the same thing, all the decisions are his own, and he has to own them and own up to them. So it comes with the job. There's a lot of responsibility. You're never making everybody happy. You know, that's the tough part of it, but that's what we sign up for. And it's important work that we do. What we do affects how the game's played and affects how the guys play it. So that's not lost on me, and I look forward to, you know, doing things my own way. But at the same time, if you look at the numbers, if you look at injuries, suspensions, headshots, things are trending in the right direction right now, and no major reform is needed. But the game is being played at a high level right now, and we continue to keep that the same.
All right, before I turn this over to John, are you comfortable with the suspensions that have been meted out? And I'm sure you've reviewed them over the last year, 2 years, 3 years. Are you comfortable that the right numbers, for the most part, were taken?
Well, since I've taken the job, I've answered a lot of questions, and one of the things I've been clear on is that although no major reform is needed, I do feel like we can come down harder on non-hockey plays that have nothing to do with where the puck's at and where it is in the ice, and if it's an intentional reactionary or retaliatory type of play, especially causing injury, I think that we need to be harder on those types of things. They don't happen all the time, but certainly something we need to get out of the game. So I'll be paying special attention to that. And I also plan to scrutinize the hot topic these days. I'm sure you guys are very aware of the slashing. Everyone's concerned about
stick fouls. Absolutely. Stick fouls are the worst, so, George.
I know, John. Hot button topic for you. I understand. And that's going to be a moving target, but I'm out here with the officials this week in Buffalo, and we're all on the same page here, and it's something we're going to be watching more. Certainly something we need to, I'd say, hold under greater scrutiny. There's 791, I think, minor penalties for slashing last year alone. So obviously we're not suspending 700 guys, but we want to clean that up and pay attention to that area. We don't want guys with broken hands. We want guys to be able to make offensive plays and worry about playing the puck and the stick and not so much slashes around the hands and fingers. So we'll be paying closer attention to that. But like I said, these aren't major things. The microscope has shifted into that. It's not a bad thing. I mean, we were first worried about when Brendan Shanahan took over and Coley before him, worried about these major hits, these big hits, head picking and things like that. So the fact that we're here now, I don't think is a terrible thing.
George, you talked about pressure from the media. You do know that the biggest group of people that will give you pressure, the 31 general managers, those are the guys that are going to be all over you. That's the group that you're going to have to manage more than us, because we don't have any weight. They might have a little bit of weight.
Well, no, that's true. And that's a two-way street, though, too. I mean, I'm certainly going to be taking flack from them when their guys having the hearing. But at the same time, we do take direction from them as well. We have general managers meeting multiple times a year, and we do listen to their input, and they certainly help to direct this game as well. So we do take input from them, take direction from them, but at the same time, we stick to our guns once that direction has been given and once we decide on a certain course and policy. So it's a two-way street, like I said.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you have been with the group for, this would have been your third season, for two previous seasons, right, with player safety?
No, actually, I signed on last
September. Okay. So my question is, in the last 12 months, what revelation, because most people don't understand how complex this group is, what's the one thing that you'd learned that has stuck with you in your first 12 months with this group?
I'll tell you this much. I had no idea that this group did as much education as we do, and I'm actually hoping to increase that. I really like being able to present. We presented last year as the first event that I went to as a member of the department, and we just had it 2 weeks ago, but in Virginia, the rookie orientation program. We got 90 of the best NHL up-and-coming players sent to us from all the different teams, and we really get a chance to spend an hour with all those guys in different groups, and we explain to them how we work, what we do, how we operate, why we see things the way we do, and give them some education as to things we see lately in the game. We've been noticing a lot of players are not protecting themselves as well as they could near the boards. Most of our injuries occur in this game near and around the boards, and we got a lot of guys that like to turn back at the last second and try to make a perfect play and put themselves in a vulnerable position. So we're trying to help raise awareness for that. And so education is certainly one of the things this department I didn't realize occurred on the level it does, and it's certainly something I'm looking to expand.
Are you moving to New York?
I will be moving to New York, yes.
Wow.
Probably sometime this season. Big shift for me. I've been on the West Coast for so long. It's going to be
and your last residence. We finally got a hockey team in your last residence, right, in Las Vegas?
I know, exactly. Now I'm pulling out of town as soon as they're coming in.
Well, why? Why don't you just stay?
No kidding, right?
Yeah, well.
I was there the day they announced they'd be putting in a bid for the team, and was excited for that, obviously, and stuck around, and opportunities have presented themselves. I'm very, very happy with where I'm at. And I grew up in New Jersey, so I'm excited to get back to New York.
Well, we wish you good luck with the new job. It's not an easy one, and you'll face plenty of criticism, but I think you know all that. And, hell, some of the criticism will probably come from me. So just to give you an advance on that, but we wish you good luck at it. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Remember, George, stick fouls. Stick fouls.
We're looking. George, appreciate the time, guys.
Thank you, pal. George Parros, the Vice President of Player Safety for the National Hockey League.